Day off. We expect them in the lineup tomorrow.
Okay. What are you expecting from St. Louis? Obviously, they've been on a pretty hot stretch here.
They're one of those teams that's fairly along in their program style of game. You get a lot of the same thing shift after shift. I think probably on paper, what was their third line going into the start of the season has become an exciting number one line, so that's another challenge. They're deep. You know, they're deep at all the positions, and they can roll that bench and play a very, very consistent game. But a great, you know, it's a great test, real good test for us to be able to keep playing our game. And St. Louis, there's no off shifts on against a team that deep.
Coach, would you give your view on how Evander Kane has played so far? A lot of folks are, they just look at the stats and say, wow, it's the quarter pole. He's only got two goals.
Right, so he hasn't played a quarter pole's worth of games. That's a big chunk of it. And, you know, one of the interesting stats that doesn't make that is one goal against 5-on-4. So there's a lot more to what he does for our team than just, and I know he scored goals, and his style is such a dramatic style with the speed and the shot, and his there's just more to his game than the flash that you see. He's had chances, he's rung posts. I feel the same way about Evander that I do, you know, Bufflin and Pearl, Frolik, for that matter, Shifley as well. I mean, their numbers, all those guys would expect and hope to have better numbers, but I'm really not worried about that right now. That's not where we are as a team. You know, we you know, their line's got four goals in the last seven periods. That's a real high rate. I'm not sure that you can expect that rate to continue. But it isn't that they need more offense. They need to be able to do that or a version of that and not give anything up. And so Evander is playing the game that the team's playing. He's not on his own program by any means.
And this is maybe just a bit of a bigger scope, but essentially the same question that Kenny asked you about St. Louis. But could you talk a bit about the developing mindset of your team in all these one-goal games that you've started to play, like the last dozen or 13 are all essentially one-goal games?
Yeah, and that's the game that you would say that those teams that you look at in the standings before the season starts. You know, on the other side, it's Boston. And on our side, there's probably five or six teams. So you take maybe the Anaheims and Pittsburghs out that are real high-scoring teams as well, as solid defensively. But all of them got to a level of comfort in a strong defensive game. And then you saw, you know, Boston's offense kick in, and then they did both really well. But they won games at first, learning how to be solid, handle those tight pressure minutes, and then just playing the exact same game shift after shift. And that's where we're at. That's exactly what we're trying to establish here. And there's not going to be the day that I get to come up here this year and say, okay, we're there, right? It's all about volume. It's all about a body of work. We're going to, you know, the 30 minutes of the Detroit game, I didn't have them for an A chance. Possibly the New Jersey game, but there wouldn't be another game this year that we necessarily played like that. But we've lost the game and we gave up four. So there's room to improve, clearly, but we're getting closer and closer to it, and that's all we're about right now.
You mean 30?
First 30 minutes.
The
first part of the game to the 10-minute mark to 2-0. You know, they had a couple of chances, but I'm talking about a chance like Little had or Ladd had or the 2-on-1. We were pretty good, real good, and then gave up a couple of really unusual plays that we haven't. Those, I mean, you take them seriously if they become a trend, but mostly you should be able to laugh at those two. And because they appear every 20 games, every 30 games, something like that happens. And then the other team gets paid too, so they're going to get their chances. They had three good chances on their power play at the start of the third period. It got quiet there for 12 minutes. And, you know, they put in their best chance was the game winner that they put in.
You talked after the Detroit game how busy November has been of late, kind of twofold. How do you spend a Friday, Saturday away from games? And do you watch the scoreboard very much or do you get away from hockey?
You know what? For our team, today was the first what I would call normal practice since October 22nd. All right, where we had a day off after a long stretch of games, come in and have a practice, and you've got a game the next day. We had a number of games the next day. We had one back-to-back day off, but that's on the road, so it's a completely different animal. Yeah, I mean, everybody, the rehab guys come in, the coaches come in for a little bit, did almost no work in the, during the afternoon, make sure that I got through the Detroit game and the video done for this morning's practice. And I mean, you're always watching a game. I mean, it's on, and what else are you going to watch, right? It's what we do. So it's just a little quieter day at the rink is all, but you're in every day. You take 3 days off at Christmas. If you're not working, you take 4 days off at the All-Star break, or three anyway, but you're fooling around with practices and stuff. That's just that's the way this works.
After watching the video, did you think there was contact on the third goal, or could it have been waived?
No, if it was going the other way, we wouldn't have been happy. All right, so there was a contact, sure. Was he pushed in? I don't know. The puck was laying there. I think we could have had it, but I wouldn't have liked it called against us. I would have thought that they've done that for years, right? Going back to Holmstrom, they've been one of the best teams that's sitting on that line in the league, and they did it a number of other times. They're just really good at it. We're trying to get to that level with them, and they also do a good job of delivering the puck to the net. It's not a bomb, and it's not picking a corner. It's two traffic. So they're good at it. Now, I don't know. Is it a little greasy? Maybe, but I'd want that puck counted on our side.